Dr. B. R. Ambedkar Open University presents Education at Your Doorstep, a program of learning for everyone.
Hello, listeners. We now bring you a lesson from English. The title is Background to the Victorian Age for PG students. Sri P. Narahari Murthy will present the lesson.
Dear listeners, today the topic is Background of the Victorian Age. Victorian Age in English literature bears a unique stamp when it is compared to the ages preceding to it and to the ages which followed. Victorian Age has witnessed unprecedented changes which have changed outlook not only of contemporary living experience, but also of literature, polity, science, technology, and philosophy. We can better understand it if we start from great reforms of 1832, which is called Representation of the People's Act 1832. The Act has increased electorate to 8,13,000 adults. It does mean that 1 out of 5 adults can cast their vote to elect the members to the House of Commons. Ascension of Queen Victoria in 1837 to the English throne gave an impetus to rapid industrialization. She ruled England up to 1901. Thus, the name Victorian Age came into general parlance. With the industrialization came its attending evils: mushrooming of slums, heavy pollution, increase in crime rate, draconian laws to control employees, corrupt government offices, and offices of law courts. Chartist movement, which is also called working class political movement, swayed across England from 1837 to 1848. The movement fought for the realization of 6-point People's Charter, consist of universal suffrage, vote by ballot, annually elected parliament, equal electoral districts, and abolition of the property qualification. The opening lines of Past and Present, which was written in 1843 by Thomas Calley, is the condition of the English working people wrong, so wrong that rational working men cannot, will not, and even should not rest quiet under it, explains the prevailed hiatus between the formations of two nations within England. The exploitation of have-nots by haves and grave widening of rich-poor gap is glaringly mirrored in Sibyl, The Two Nations by Benjamin Disraeli in 1845. In 1851, Queen Victoria's husband, Prince Albert, wanted to showcase the manufacture boom of England on the international stage called Crystal Palace. By 1851, Chartist movement had lost its energy due to the lack of strong leadership. The Great Exhibition displayed latest inventions across the world. Yet, England occupied more than half of the place along more than 10 miles of display area. The exhibited equipment ranged from agriculture items and bicycles to hydraulic lifters. The Great Exhibition, in a nutshell, glorified England in the field of innovations in science and technology. Crystal Palace, developed by Paxton, itself is a breathtaking exhibit which is built with glass and iron. Another attempt feature of Victorian Age is its development of rapid transport and communication. By 1852, every significant town was connected by train transportation. More than 7,000 miles of train track was laid. The newspaper, The Times, stated that to have The Times on the breakfast table is no longer a luxury, monopolized by Londoners magnifies the fact that rail transport has reduced the distance between London and remote provinces. Telegraph lines were also ran along the rails. Thousands of miles of submarine transatlantic cables dwarfed the world which Queen Victoria ruled. Rapid transit of goods, equipment, and communication cemented the program of colonization. Now England is a country where sun never sets. The foundation of evolutionary biology, The Origin of Species, was published on 24th November 1859 by Charles Darwin. According to Darwin's evolution theory, natural selection and preservation of favored races in the struggle for life is the basis of diversity which is present in species. The concept of the transmutation of species is against the article of faith of Church of England, which specifies that species are unchanging parts of a well-knit hierarchy and humans epitomize entire God's creation. The Bible says God created entire creation with the entities in the present form in 7 days, and it purposefully says that God created Adam with his own hands and breathed life into his nostrils, and Eve is created from the rib of Adam. Adam and Eve's dwelling place in the Garden of Eden is discussed in the scriptures of Genesis, which is the beginning chapter of the Old Testament of the Bible. All these theological and religiously significant issues are put to question with the help of scientific evidence for the first time in the history of England. Herbert Spencer, an English philosopher and biologist, published Principles of Biology in 1864, which contains the phrase survival of the fittest. Survival of the fittest explains the conflict of species with nature and among themselves. Thomas Hardy's novels in later years of Victorian age represent the same conflict of fate and destiny. The deterministic elements of harmony, peace, order, and preservation in nature is questioned. It created a humble doubt in the authority of the religion. Matthew Arnold, a Victorian poet and literary theorist, asks his countrymen, when religion fails, to take shelter in the great flow of poetry which is coming from the poetic tradition of Homer, and it contains the greater truths of life and existence. Another eminent poet and poet laureate, Lord Tennyson, wrote In Memoriam, which witnesses the contemporary human struggle between erosion of faith and onslaughts of scientific developments. Thus, the Victorian age has become the age of doubt and the age of faith, as it is further in the beginning lines of Charles Dickens' novel, The Tale of Two Cities, published in 1859, which reflects the age quite faithfully, staging it as the best of the times and the worst of the times. Charles Darwin's theory of evolution encouraged intellectuals and writers to believe that one's heredity and social surroundings determines his behavior and character. In other words, heredity and social environment influences an individual's actions. It later led to the formation of the movement called naturalism in literature by French writer Emile Zola. Naturalism stresses to concentrate on the outcome of biological reactions and genetic material compositions of an individual rather than established societal, moral, and ethical code of conduct in order to explore the characterization. Realism focused on the issues of representation of life and men as they are and their interaction with other human beings without applying the romantic notion of idealism and consternation of beauty and spirit. Naturalism and realism were two dominant tendencies present in Victorian age, particularly in the fiction writing. Friedrich Engels and Karl Marx together started to publish Communist Manifesto, which exposed the labor exploitation and concentration of surplus value in a few hands rather than of its equal distribution. Marxism created a model to study the creative process, which results in the birth of all narratives. Economic base and cultural superstructure explains that every element of culture, art and literature depends directly or indirectly on the economic base. The superstructure for its support takes economy, or in other terms, money value, as its base for survival. It questions the relative autonomy exercised by art, literature, and exemplification of high ideals in literature, which seems to be immune to material utility. Reification, the term which explains the painful and pathetic condition in which man becomes just a part of long chain of production assembly. Man has lost his individuality, his feelings, emotions, joys, thoughts, and existential experience become of zero value when he becomes a mere part of a big machine which surpassed human capabilities in producing goods. Victorian age is replete with the process of commercialization and urbanization, where individual lost his essence and became nearly stuffed man and a hollow man. The process of urbanization and migration of men, women from villages to the cities has created new set of problems. Increase in the crime rate, corruption of both human and material, development in the number of slums, child labor, all together created a virtual hell in England. Jack Ripper murders of 1888, which took place in the borough of Whitechapel, shows us the degradation in moral and human values. Victorian age has witnessed the development of psychology as a distinctive subject useful both for medical treatment and character study, including explanation of dream mechanism. Sigmund Freud's discovery of the unconscious started to tell that the outward behavior is just a tip of the iceberg of human personality, and biggest part of it lies dormant in unconscious but becomes active with external stimuli. It highlighted the complexity of human behavior, which does not depend on any singularity, but it is the result of multiple factors which are present since childhood of the individual. The two extremes, id and superego, which represent the presence of demon and angel in a single individual, and the management of mechanism executed by ego, which ultimately results in human perceptions and behavior, has enabled researchers to conduct various clinical trials in getting panaceas to existing enigmas in the field of medicine and science. Writers too started to discover and develop psychological parameters in their characters, which is also called psychological realism. All these discussed factors present the Victorian age as the age of hope and despair, age of scientific innovations and experimentations, the age of psychological discoveries, the age of evolution in biology, the age of reforms, the age of corruption and pollution, the age of psychology, and finally, it is the age of progress and regress. Thank you.
We are listening to Sri P. Narahari-murthy on the topic Background to the Victorian Age from English for MA students.
Education at your doorstep. That was a program of learning for everyone. Brought to you by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Open University. So listeners, it's bye till our next radio lesson.